In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Viola Christine Fields, age 75, of Raywick, died Tuesday at her residence. She is survived by one son, Ricky Fields of Raywick, six daughters, Ann Hunt, Faye Buckler, and Jeanette Mattingly of Lebanon, Debbie Leek and Brenda Fields of Raywick, Peggy Lee of St. Mary, 22 grandchildren, 34 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Viola Christine Fields will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Highview Cemetery. Mrs. Linda Cable, age 56, of Campbellsville, died Monday. She is survived by her husband, Jimmy Cable, three daughters, Gina Wilbur of South Carolina, Libby Wright of Nicholasville, Misty Hughes of Bowling Green, four grandchildren, her mother, Terry Poor of Campbellsville, two brothers and one sister, Judy Poor of Campbellsville, Jesse Poor Jr. of Tennessee, Dennis Poor of Alabama. Funeral services for Linda Cable will be this afternoon at 3:30 at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Taylor County Public Library. Mrs. Judy Boyer, age 59, of Old Greensburg Road, Campbellsville, died Saturday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by one son, Sean Boyer of Cave City, one daughter, Shelby Fotts of Campbellsville, four grandchildren, special friend Tammy Vosberg of Campbellsville. Memorial services for Judy Boyer will be Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Marvin Cox, age 72, of Elkhorn, died Thursday. He is survived by his wife, Sue Cox, one daughter and one son, Vicki Newton and husband Jimmy of Campbellsville, Rick Cox and wife Karen of Tennessee, 10 grandchildren, one brother and one sister, MacArthur Cox of Elkhorn, and Naomi Rash of Indiana. Funeral services for Marvin Cox will be Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Callahan Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock this evening at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.